It's a...
Let's stand tonight as we begin worship.
Thank you.
to praise our Lord and Savior, but also to thank Him. So thank Him for everything that He's ever done for us. And let us sing that word of thanks. This is a new song. Ted wrote this song, and he's going to be leading us in it tonight.
Hail, hail, Anna Judah.
Hail,
Lord, you are perfect in all your ways. You deserve our wholehearted praise and our wholehearted worship and our adoration for you. We thank you for all the blessings that you've given us, and we don't give you anywhere near enough. Let us tonight show some of our thanks. And our praise to your name. Have any prayer requests? Yes, Jerry. Did you say Georgetown? Not. Nikki. And Don is also, he's not a member of the Mount Carmel Church, but had a lot of friends in the Mount Carmel Cumberland Presbyterian Church. I heard about that Sunday. So that's Trent and Don. Don is the father that committed suicide. I can't remember either. Carrie? Okay, Phyllis Maddox. Michael? Margaret Marin is doing much better. And then Patsy Marin's surgery has been moved to April 17th. Pam? There was a car wreck at Young Life on Monday at Ravenwood Young Life, so that's what she's talking about. But thank goodness everyone is safe. Melanie? That's Elizabeth Stout. Are there others? Yes, Tommy? Sarah Davis. Pam. Dr. Leishner's grandfather. A friend of mine and Jamie's, Shannon Wazileski is her name, but her maiden name is Peterson. Her mother was just diagnosed with kidney cancer, but she has had heart problems in the past, so just keep Mrs. Peterson, I can't remember her first name, in your prayers. Are there others? Morgan? That's for the wing sling, just prayers and for that, but also prayers that we can continue and be sustained as we can complete our fundraising for our mission trip this summer. Are there others? The McCarthy family. And they were listed in the bulletin as Fred and Betty, but it's Frank and Beth. Frank, yes. The family of Frank McCarthy, and then just their situation with the fire. Are there others? What we're going to do tonight is we are going to have a short prayer, and then have a prayer and song. Tommy, would you lead us in a short prayer, and then we'll sing before our message. with me, please. Tommy said sometimes it's just listening for God's will. And while we wait for what God is speaking to us and God is comforting us and showing us His love, and let us sing of our love for our Savior.
Over the mountains and the seas, Your river runs in love for me. When I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily live my day. For I will always sing up when Your love came down.
Seated. Our speaker tonight, and is Yaroslav Yatsky.
Yeah, my wife. My wife come. It's not working. I'll sing. Is this working? Is this working?
Does.
Working? No? No? I'll yell and scream at you now. My wife comes on Wednesday very late at home. She comes about 11, and I assume that all this time you're worshiping here and staying here on Wednesdays. So I think we've got another 2 hours. Is that correct? She comes at 11 on Wednesday, so I guess we all worship now. No? You have school tomorrow? Forget about school. I mean, all right. Well, since my wife has had an experience speaking and singing here so many times, and every time I hear after she spoke or after she preached her sermon or after she sang her song, I hear somebody whispering and asking each other, did you speak English or was it something else? So I decided to eliminate this problem right now. So you don't complain, and I know that you understand me. I'll teach you some Russian, okay? So you know, you can repeat after me, and I need support. I need all of you. You know, you can say, yellow, blue,
but.
Can you say Well, I feel much better now. I feel embraced and loved. You know, what did you say? Yes, I love you. Okay? So if you learn how to pronounce my name and add those three words, I will be even happier, okay? So you know Russian now, right? Do you know Russian now? All right, don't smile at me when I speak to you, because I feel like an idiot all the time. People speak to me and then they say, I didn't understand what you said. Okay? I will show you a short video tonight. And I would like this video clip, the problem with this video clip is that it's not exactly the topic I was going to speak about. So I was thinking, how do I connect all these things? And I came up with this old Russian joke. And this is about a student who comes to a university and he takes a test. And you got to understand about how college students take tests back in Russia. Most of the tests are verbally taken. You take them verbally. You don't write, you don't answer multiple questions or whatever. You have to answer, face the professor and answer the questions. And so this guy knew only one topic. He knew everything about fleas. Those bugs that live on animals, right? We're on the right page. So he comes up to this professor and he pulls, and it's a biology test. And so he pulls his ticket and it's about bears. And of course he needs to pass this test. There's no way he can fail it. So he says, well, bears, they're wild animals and they have fur. Well, since they have fur, they must have fleas. And he goes on and tells the story about fleas. And the professor turns to him and he says, well, what's wrong with you? This question is not about bear. This is about, this is not about fleas. This is about bear. So pull another ticket. And the guy pulls another ticket. And it's about bobcat crystals. And he says, well, Bob, it's a wild animal. It's got fur. Well, if it has fur, it must have fleas. And he goes on to tell the story about fleas. And so the professor gets angry and turns to him and he says, you got another chance. This is it. You pull the ticket. He pulls the ticket and it's about fish. I mean, you feel the horror in his... You can see the horror in his eyes. And he's thinking to himself, well, fish lives in water. It doesn't have fur. But then he speaks out loud, well, if fish had fur, my professor told me so many times that I don't know how to tell jokes. I have to explain it. Anyway, so what I wanted to say by this joke is that I have in mind one thing and I'll show you another thing, and I want you to connect those things. Okay. This is your assignment. I will be addressing my message, short message, to two generations. The older generation and younger generation. And while you watch that movie or video clip, and the reason I chose to show you this clip is that I want to make you feel emotional. I actually want you to cry. I want you to feel it. Because I believe if you feel it, if you get emotional, you might hear what I have to say afterwards. So, the older generation, for those who have already reached the respectful age, I want to say, take it easy while you watch this movie. And I also want to say that you,
the older generation, choose today to speak. Speak about your life to your kids. Speak about values to your kids. Speak because you've got a lot to say. You've lived your life. For those who are in their teens and college age, I would like to say, watch out, using the commercial words, life's coming fast at you. You younger generation, open your ears, open your hearts to listen. To listen what the older generation's got to say. And I guarantee that will help you. Because if I were to listen to my parents, if I were to listen to my mom and others in my family, I would have been much more successful. And not just money-wise. Emotionally, intellectually, and so forth. So I will turn this on, and I would like you to get emotional. Okay? This is a short video clip, and I borrowed this disc from a nursing department from my school. So ignore the nursing part, but get something else. Oh, you, okay. Everybody see well?
It is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing to end them, to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks the flesh is heir to. It is a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die. To sleep perchance.
Do ya hear them? Be my wife. Hold me like this.
What do you see, nurse? What do you see? Are you thinking when you're looking at me, a crabby old woman, not very wise, with uncertain habits and faraway eyes, who dribbles her food and makes no reply when you say in a loud voice, I wish you would try, who seems not to notice the things that you do, forever losing a stocking or shoe, who, resisting or not, lets you do as you will with bathing or feeding, long day to fill. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes. You're not looking at me. I'll tell who I am as I sit here so still, as I do your bidding and eat at your will. I'm a young child of 10, with a father and mother, and sisters and brothers who love one another. I'm a girl of 16, with wings on her feet, dreaming that soon now her lover she'll meet. At 20, a bride. Oh, my heart takes a leap. Remember the vows that I promised to keep. At 25, now I have young of my own who need me to build a secure, happy home. A woman of 30, my young grows so fast, bound to each other with ties that should last. At 40, my young sons are grown and now gone. My man is beside me to see I don't mourn. At 50, once more babies play around my knee, and again we know children, my loved one and me. Dark days are upon me. My husband is dead. I look at the future. I shudder with dread, for my young are all busy, young of their own. And I think of the years and the love I have known. I'm an old woman now, and nature is cruel. It's her jest to make old age look like a fool. The body, it crumbles. Grace and vigor depart. There now is a stone where once was a heart. But inside this old body, a young girl still dwells. And now and again my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain. And I'm loving and living life over again. I remember the years, all too few, gone too fast. And accept the stark fact that nothing will last. So, open your eyes, nurse. Open and see. Not a crabby old woman. Look closer. See me.
Raise this awareness for you, younger generation. If you haven't heard that, America's growing old, and you will be facing a lot, much more than our generation and Pam's generation being facing older people. So, just because they look old does not necessarily mean that they understand less, they feel less. So I want you to be aware of what's coming up in your life, and I want you to begin to start understand how you perceive age how you perceive all the people. I want you to start thinking now. And I will have lots of questions now. I may not have answers. And I want you to start thinking about it. On a very personal level, if you remember the account, the story Bible tells us about, and I'll be speaking something that I am probably guilty myself. When you remember the Israelites, they got into Egypt, and now I'm talking to younger generation. Do you remember about how Israelites got in Egypt and they became slaves, and they were slaves for what, 400 years? Is that correct? Do you know the story? No? Well, I was speaking to younger generation. So, the Israelites got in Egypt, they got into slavery, and they were slaves for, I don't know, over 400 years. And so Moses, you've heard about Moses, I'm sure, let them out of the country, let them out of the slavery. Am I correct? Moses let them out? What happened? They went through the open sea. They went through all the miracles God created while he was taking the nation out of Egypt. And right there, he went up to the hill, to the mountain, to receive the law, to speak to God. And the nation, the people was waiting for him to come down for a while. So on the personal level, I would like to ask these questions. And I would like to address this to older generation. When was the last time you gathered with your children to talk about what it means to be a Christian? Specifically, when you gathered with your children, with your grandchildren. When was the last time you asked your parents, younger generation, what it means to believe in God? Did you ask your mother, did you ask your father what it means? What it means to them? Not what you hear from the pulpit, not what you hear from Sunday schools. Did you ask this question? Do you children know, do you guys know why you believe in what you believe, and if you believe? And the reason I'm asking this, because I'm in a college now, and I'm 30 years old, and I have to ask myself every day what I believe and why I believe in this. Because people wonder, because people ask me, because I face so many other different situations that I have to act, and I need to know how to act. And all my actions come out of what I believe. And I would like to say to the older generation that your country and the path younger generation will choose depends on how much you have shared with them about your past. How much you shared on the personal level about your decisions you made in your life. When the God led the nation, the Israelites, out of Egypt, and when they finally got free, God said, listen, every year you have to kill the lamb, every year you have to go through all these religious procedures. And I believe it is just to make fathers, mothers, to help experience over and over again the event they went through while leaving Egypt. Having a child beside you and cutting the lamb, having a child beside you and painting the corners of your doorway with blood, that made it very personal. That made very involved. That made the whole procedure and ceremony is very personal, very involving. So my question is, when was the last time you, parents, you, does, pray together with your parents. When was the last time you opened the book, Bible, together? For 5 minutes. And I confess, I haven't done this in my family for many years. And that's what's been pounding on my heart for many, many days and months. What was the last time you did this together? To make it personal experience. And when Moses was up in the mountain, and people began to celebrate their freedom in their own way, began to sin, created their own God. And every time I read this passage, I could not believe. I asked myself over and over again, are these people stupid? They've seen so much. They've experienced so much. They saw all the miracles God has created for them. And they still just went astray. What is going on? Well, since now, I've been thinking about it. And I look back to what happened to my country. When the Soviet Union had no religion, had no belief, had no values. And when the wall came down, people rushed to believe into something. They believed in all crazy things. They believed in... I cannot describe what they believed in. So my point is, if you don't share with your children what you believe in, what you have experienced in your own language on a daily basis, how much are you sure that how much can you be sure that they will speak to the belief and faith you have? How can you be sure at all? Just because your children come, just because your parents come to church, or the children of your children come to the church for Sunday school, does not mean they know why they are here. Just because you're here on Sundays and Wednesdays doesn't mean that you know why you're here. Do you know why you're here tonight? Do you know why so many are not here tonight? So I want you to think about it. I want you to start answering these questions. And I want you to be good Christians and not just answer this question, but act upon it. So today is the time when you have to decide what is so-called, there is a theological term, I don't know how it sounds in English, non-trespassing or non-transient values. What are your values that do not fade away with time? And I hope these questions will inspire you to act. And I have to admit, this is it. I don't have anything else to say, so my wife must be receiving me coming late at home at 11. I have to have a talk with her tonight. So, thank you.
You all please stand with me. On our bulletin it says prayer for our nation, but I think not only do we need to pray for our nation, but we need to pray for each other that we can go home. We can share why we believe what we believe with each other. Why are we afraid to do that? I think that's a wonderful question for us all to ponder. I don't have a prayer plan for this time, but what I would like for us to do is just to go into prayer. And if you feel led to openly pray for us tonight, please do so. Let us pray.
Kids don't mind me saying this, but I really appreciated what Yaroslav said, mostly because I'm used to hearing fluffy things from not from this pulpit. I haven't heard that yet, but there's a lot of that going around. So I appreciate, you know, the meaty thing. But it made me think of something, and like I said, my kids probably hate me for this, but we have a little game, if you call it. We play What's It Like to Be You. And I have four kids, so it's hard to really... They all want to tell me their day at once, you know. So we'll sit down one-on-one, and I'll sit in the chair, and they'll sit in the chair. Maybe, and y'all are welcome to borrow this. Hope they won't be mad. But say, Haley sits across from me. I say, what's it like to be Haley? And she tells me her fears and, you know, her hopes and her dreams and just what's bugging her. Because it might be different next week. Sit down, it might be a whole new set of issues because they change. And so each kid sits down and they say, what's it like to be you? And they tell me. And until tonight, I never thought about it, but Debbie and I might want to sit in that chair too. I didn't think about it till tonight that maybe the kids should ask us what it's like to be us too. So feel free to use that if it will help you, you know, connect.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Walk with me.
think this song is appropriate as we close, that fits with Yaroslav's message and talking about the children being delivered out of Egypt, the children of Israel being delivered out of Egypt. And yes, I read it too and thought, what were they thinking? But what praise they should have given them. Tonight we'll sing that praise as we close. You reign.
It's the sound of thunder, when the sound of earth is complaining. It's the sound of thanksgiving, drowning out the heavens and rain. The sound of faith and believing, filled with God's love.
Nikki Nairn will be bringing us a message, and if I can see the youth for just like 5 seconds, you're dismissed.